Sarah Jane King
on Cape Talk
every weekend morning.
Let's see what Jeff's got for us this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Thanks, SJ. Good morning. And just kicking off by wishing all dads a very happy Father's Day today. I hope you are all spoiled. It's going to be another cool one. A predicted high of 15 degrees. The wind starting off from the north, but they will swing around to a southeaster probably from around lunchtime. So if you are planning on making use of the offshore conditions at Musenberg for a surf, I would suggest that you head it out there now. Peninsula Ramblers, there is no hike this morning. The hike is next Saturday. That's to the end of Tafelberg Road, or from the end of Tafelberg Road to Camps Bay Corner and back, meeting at 9 a.m. at the Kloof Neck parking area. It's a hike up the zigzag to the contour path to the corner, those beautiful views, and then back down. So just be aware, it is not today. That hike is for next Saturday. Table Mountain National Park rangers, meanwhile, have apprehended more suspects for illegal harvesting of plants in Frederhoek this week. There were three men that were apprehended. The first incident, the suspect was caught with a significant amount of proteas. And once again, they have appealed to the public to report any illegal removal of plants from the park. Of course, it is illegal to remove any plants from the park. It is becoming a growing problem. A cold front has brought more rain to the Matruisburg Nature Reserve. That was yesterday, for which they are very grateful for, obviously. But in the process, it did wash away a lot of the reachable snow. The weather predictions for today are expected to feature sunshine. But as far as the snow situation goes, I would suggest that you pop onto their Facebook page for any updates. If you are planning on a Father's Day trip out to Matruisburg, just go and have a look at the Matruisburg Nature Reserve Facebook page. There's a contact number there, but they also normally are very good in terms of updating the situation with regard to the snow. Just a reminder, Rhodes Memorial Hack Meet coming on Saturday, the 25th of June from 8:30 until 12:30. They're looking for volunteers to assist on one of their monthly hacks on the slopes of Table Mountain after a fire just over a year ago. There are lots of pine, there's wattle, there's gum, etc., that are growing very fast alongside plenty of indigenous vegetation. And they are working directly with Sandparks in collaboration also with Friends of Table Mountain and Newlands Forest Conservation Groups. There is no experience necessary, and you are to feel free to attend either regularly or as a once-off. They'll meet in the parking lot next to the old zoo at 8 o'clock, and you're asked to just wear strong shoes, protective clothing, and take some gloves. And just to end off today, I was asked by somebody just for a suggested activity for fathers and sons or daughters to share, and there are obviously many great ideas, but my immediate response will always be an overnight camping trip. Certainly my son is, he's now 22 years old, but our fondest memories remain our camping trips, which we did when he was a young boy. We started, the first was to Paternoster, to the Columbine Nature Reserve at Paternoster. He was just old enough to assist me with setting up the small expedition tent and finding a safe spot to learn how to set up a fire area and build an outdoor fire, some lessons about stars, etc. It just really is a wonderful experience for a young child. And there are many options that do offer safe camping. So that would always be my suggestion. And incidentally, research has shown that kids who are exposed to nature or conservation between the ages of 6 and 12 are very likely to grow up as adults with a strong love for conservation and the outdoors. And those who are not, they often grow up viewing the outdoors as a very hostile environment. So it's important to keep that in mind. But that's it from me. Once again, I hope all the dads have a great day. I hope you're all spoiled today. And I look forward to catching up next weekend.